The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 2-0 in conference play and 5-1 overall and are receiving votes in both the AP and Emily coaches polls. Iowa visits Maryland on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Sure, we were thrilled to get the victory. Our crowd was tremendous. It was a really nice crowd, and they were very energetic and helped us along. And it was a tough football game. Indiana competed really hard. Both teams did, and just a hard-fought game. So we're thrilled to get the victory and enjoyed that over the weekend. And now we get ready for a very big challenge going out to Maryland and playing a very good Maryland team, a very veteran team. So we'll get back to work today.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Ray Glyer with Atlanta Media.
Hey, Coach. Charlie Strong a few weeks ago talked about college football programs needed to do a good job of building character in players before they go on to the NFL. What do you make of his comments? How much responsibility do you guys feel, and do you have a signature program that deals with an initiative that deals with character of players?
Well, I mean, first of all, not all of our players go to the NFL. Very few do. If you look at the big scheme of things, and we'll start out in camp like everybody else, 105 guys, and very few of those guys are going to make an NFL team. And we've had as many guys go as anybody, but the real reality is not many of them are going to make an NFL roster, and then not many of them are going to stay around long. It's just the nature of that business. So their first priority has to be getting a degree. And, to get a degree at a major college and to play major college football, that takes a really special type person, I think. So it's more about how you run the race and running the entire race than it is the end game, whether it be an NFL career or what have you. It's about getting your degree and hopefully growing as young people. And so I don't know if we have any cliches or, instamatic type programs, but hopefully everything that we do helps add to that. And it's, I think, one of the real values of playing intercollegiate athletics. If if the priorities are right, guys grow, and hopefully the lessons they learn from doing that, they know how to get up every morning with something to do, and they know how to work a full day's work, and usually know how to get up after they get knocked down. So I mean, that's a real benefit of playing intercollegiate athletics of any competitive nature if you're doing it right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Coach, I think Jordan Walsh on the depth chart, is that an indication he might be able to go this week? And then how did the right side of your offensive line grade out?
Yeah, I thought they did okay. I mean, the whole line played pretty well. Tommy Gall is really the key to the whole thing. Because, as you know, Jordan went out right in that first series. So Tommy jumped in, and the combination of Austin moving over to guard, which he's done that before, but that's really the first time Tom Gall played when it really counted. And it was a tough assignment. They've got a big physical defensive line and has somebody on the center's head at every snap. So, he didn't pick the easiest of weeks to start out, and he did a great job. And so really happy about that. And, injury-wise, I think most of our guys have a chance to play. We'll know more here as the week goes on. But we've got a handful of guys that are hurt and sore right now, and Jordan's one of those guys. We'll just have to see how the week progresses.
You've gotten Marshall King's made a field goal in four straight games now. Do you think he's kind of over the hump and where you want him to be, both mentally and physically right now?
Yeah, as I've talked a lot about Jonathan Parker. Had some tough plays in that Ball State game, and Marshall had a tough game as well. But I think both guys have just done a good job since that time, and they're both carrying themselves really well, and they're practicing well. So, you're never out of the woods, but I think Marshall's sure feeling better about himself than he was maybe a month ago.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Kirk, you've been in the Big Ten for a while now, and right now the Big Ten has running backs ranked nationally as 1, 2, and 4. So I'm curious, since your time in the Big Ten, where do you think this group ranks in terms of, you know, groups of Big Ten backs? Is this the best group that you've seen?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know if I'm good at the comparison game, but and we're just, you know, there's a lot of football left still, but probably safe to predict that the guys you're alluding to are all going to be there in November, at the end of November. They're just really, really good players, and I think they're all different players. You know, they have different ways of being productive, but the bottom line is all of them are really tough to defend. And you know, just talk about the guy we just played. I mean, Coleman. You know, he looked good on film, and then. You know, it's one thing when you see guys on film. It's another thing when you're on the field with them and actually witness them playing firsthand. And, you know, really good players tend to kind of separate themselves a little bit out there. And there's no question when he ran by our bench, that was pretty impressive. And watching it on film, it was like, holy smokes, this guy's – he's a really good football player. We knew that coming in, but it was even amplified more when he ran right through us on Saturday.
Your next question comes from the line of Tom Canavan with Associated Press.
Kirk, just a little follow-up on running. I mean, in this conference, do you have to be able to run the ball because of the weather?
You know, I don't know if that's 100% true, but, you know, I mean, it's it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt, but you know, the three cases we're talking about, I mean, all three of those teams run the ball extremely well. And, you know, I think it still gets down to what you decide to do philosophically, but no, you don't have to answer the question. I don't think you have to, but you know, it just so happens that those guys play on teams that run the ball really well, and you know, if you got a runner like that, I think you'd be crazy not to try to accentuate their strengths.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got time for one last question here for Coach.
Your final question comes from Lee Barfnett with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kirk, we're halfway through the regular season. Do you feel you have a pretty good handle and a pulse of your team, or you're still kind of scratching your head a little bit?
You know, I feel good about it, and I've said this for a while. I like our team in terms of their work ethic. I like the way just the way they do things in general. I mean, it's a good group that way. We're hardly ready to say, okay, you know, we know who we are or what we are. I think that's an ongoing story, and that's really typical for us, so... you know, I mean, what it kind of gets down to is if we keep improving and if we get better with each opportunity, we'll have a chance to have a good team. And if not, we'll either be mediocre or bad, you know. So it's really about what we do here the next 7 weeks. It's going to kind of determine what kind of football team we are. But as far as the guys, I mean, they've been a really good group to work with. And you know, I don't have any big complaints, you know, since we got going here in January. They've really – tried to do things as well as they could. We haven't always played as well as we can, but you know, they've worked hard.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you next week.